Fix the mic. Let me get it corrected.
Thank you.
Do you know what episode this one is?
I believe I do.
What is it?
100.
It is. This is episode 100. I'm surprised we made it this far.
Me too.
We're really not dedicated to anything.
Four times.
We've quit it. But this is it's not like this is the only thing we've quit.
I know.
Everything we've ever started, we've quit. We've tried. So everyone thinks, you know, it's like, we just wanted to join this whole podcasting career. No, we've tried everything.
Yeah.
From bands to movies to writing books to writing movies to fucking you goddamn name it, and we have tried to do it. All right? We are entrepreneurs.
Even though we may have only tried it like once or twice.
Yeah, we give up. We give up. We just don't go. So to make it to 100, that's a...
Especially in a liquor-induced haze, all the way there.
Yes, it is. But, you know, we've gotten better now, though.
A lot of us have died.
But we've gotten better. We can adapt to the liquor, and we don't get as crazy anymore, which is good.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather everyone that's listening get more crazy.
Yes.
Then it makes it more fun when you finally do get retarded talking again. Because if you do it every week, then...
Oh, trust me, it happened last week.
No, of course it does. But, I mean, it doesn't get to that point of, you know...
Oh, yeah, me knocking over the microphone.
Craziness.
And going absolutely nuts.
Exactly. So before we get into the Halloween side of this episode,
yeah,
I do have a couple clips
okay
that I'd like to play from the last 99 episodes.
Oh, sweet.
It's just a couple. Everyone's heard them a billion times, but I just dug them up and was like,
okay,
we didn't really plan anything for 100, so let me just pretend that we did. So let me stop the Misfits before we get sued for, you know, playing uncopyrighted music. But hey, we do have a song to play.
Yes, we do. We have a couple.
It's going to be pretty funny. Yeah, it is. So here's, let's see here. What's a good one? Hey, I don't even know what this one is. Let's see what this one is.
Nobody trusts Lucas.
No, are you kidding me?
I trust you, buddy, here. Why?
I remember that.
That was more of William than you. Boy,
this is the same night.
Okay.
I'm going to drive home tonight.
Oh, wait. Let it go.
Oh, shit.
I've got it all under control.
Holy shit.
Hey, everybody. Would you like to see Wussy Dick being just... Hey, William.
Holy shit.
I can't even remember.
You know, that really sucks. It's 100 and neither one of the two fuckers that said on this show walked through that door. Anarchy or Dank. Fuck them. God damn that shit. And Dank was supposed to be here for this October shit,
yeah,
you know, off and on.
Yeah.
And even, you know, Anarchy was going to try to fake it a little bit, but...
Like he did last year. Pick up a book and just start reading.
Yeah, and he did fairly well with covering it. I think this one actually is from the same night,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
I think it is.
You're the one who's having my baby.
I'm kidding. Okay, everybody.
What the fuck?
Welcome, everybody, to comedy.
Don't be a guest on this show. You ain't now fucking pregnant.
With Lucas's babe.
Lucas, I don't want to think about that again.
Me neither.
That's three clips from that show that I don't want to think about again.
Well, that's,
you and William were like...
I believe that's the same night you videotaped.
Yeah, and you better be glad that shit never...
Punched me in the balls.
Yeah, that shit was pretty rough.
Yeah.
This was from an entirely different night.
Oh, yes, I love this one.
You're on my podcast / our podcast / your podcast, right?
Right.
Now that was way...
Right, that's right.
I really wish I wouldn't burp, because burping means that I have no place else to go except where I burped last.
No, I do have one question.
Yes.
Why are all these against me?
Dude, because...
I know you...
I haven't... I mean, really when don't. I say fucked up shit...
You do, but... No,
I do, but it's usually retarded,
it's
like
hidden.
Inaccurate shit.
It's hidden.
Is what usually what I go. Yeah, and I don't get as drunk. Yeah, I don't sound as plastered as you do.
For me, just go to any episode. Pick one, anyone, and random.
Yeah,
you'll find one.
It all sounds the same because you just.
I would suck Don and Mike's dick to say, "Hey, everybody, Don and Mike is the greatest radio person." Wait,
not a
Don
chance.
And of course, this one could have come from any episode.
Classic.
Therefore, Brian, you know what?
What?
You win.
I win what? Lucas has just completely passed out on the floor.
I remember that.
Good time.
There was a couple episodes that I actually had to end.
Yes.
By myself.
Because
you were on the floor.
Down.
Yes, you were on the floor facing. I just grabbed the microphone again. And in 100 episodes, we've only upgraded the microphone once.
Mm-hmm.
We have changed our free sound recording equipment, none.
Right.
We have changed our soundboard and sound effect equipment. None.
No. We've added a few sound
effects.
Same board.
Maybe like seasonally.
Yeah.
We've changed our intro music maybe
five times. Because our first five or six episodes didn't have an intro.
And we are in the midst of our first annual anything.
Exactly.
Or the Halloween episodes.
Exactly.
The first time that we've ever, you know, done something twice on this show. So that's pretty crazy.
That is very true.
So I guess everyone should drink.
Take a fucking shot.
Feel like taking a shot.
And yes, Dr. Puss, I am drinking out here too. Dr. Puss is too.
Feel like taking a shot. Ouch. Ooh, Chihuahua. Yes, Chihuahuas everywhere. So
Brian.
So we're.
How was your 100 episodes?
Well, it hasn't really started yet. Okay, we're only like a couple minutes into it. So how could I already tell you how my 100?
How was your 99 episodes? Instead of how was your week?
They were good. They were good.
Interesting. Short answer.
Yeah, because there's not really much to say about it.
Fair enough.
Just listen to them. I mean, there's nothing you can say. Nothing. There's nothing you can say.
That's
just
true.
Listen to the 99 episodes.
That is true. That is true.
It is. So, let's see. We tackled sequels.
Yep.
We tackled hauntings, ghosts. Got
yep.
that done. Sunk our teeth into some vampire talk.
Yep. Zombies.
A little bit of zombies. So now we're going to take a little break. From attacking all those different groups.
Right.
We're going to do our little...
We're going to stop segregating.
We're just going to do our... If we had our own Two Drunks Horror Hall of Fame, we're going to go ahead and do some inducting tonight. But before any of that, since it's such a smaller... Since we're not really tackling a big Halloween topic, we're going to use this to do it with our emails and calls.
Oh, yes.
If we have any. We do have a couple.
After bitching about it a couple episodes ago,
we get some.
You all have finally kind of stood up and said, "We're still listening."
Yes, two hands flew up in the air.
Exactly.
And we said, "Thank you and thank you."
Yes.
Two people are still downloading. As long as one of you are still out there downloading,
news. That's
all that matters.
Good news, we're about to have another listener, at least for, I guess, one try.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why would they even try? Why?
Because Kevin told her to.
Oh, wow.
His wife. They've started bringing her on the show a little bit more these past couple weeks.
She's going to try to listen.
And you know what? It's doing pretty good. She's actually pretty good sitting in with him and Mike.
She's going to be like,
"He wants to
Kevin,
hear-
I don't ever want you to do a podcast again, and I don't want you to talk to those two again."
Well, I wouldn't doubt that.
She's like,
he was just like, because they were going through all these podcasts that she listened to, like Two Guys, One Brain, Keith and the Girl. And, well, she just said on the last podcast that she doesn't like Keith and the Girl anymore.
Who fucking does? Who likes Keith and the Girl?
I agree.
Really? And if you do, you're nothing but a fucking sheep to this bullshit podcasting world. You know, everyone's like, "Oh, Keith and the Girl. You know what? That's about listening. That's as close as going to CNN's podcast or Comedy Central Presents or fucking this or that or what's on the top 10 at iTunes. Keith and the Girl are fucking sellout podcasting pieces of shit.
I forgot to tell you.
What?
There's another drinking podcast up on our ass now.
Yeah, I know. Which one do we want to go at?
It's
Team Drink Ottawa? Sitting. I mean, they're way up in the top 10. Remember. I don't really want
one that was right near us a couple days ago.
That's fine. Find them.
Their description is basically our description.
Really?
Yeah. Except they add funny little names to all their characters.
You mean like us? With Wretched and Insano?
Precisely.
Anarchy, Dank.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Wretched. I mean.
Horror Queen.
No, I was going to say Awesome or Destruction.
Destruction, Awesome.
Yeah.
Brother Justin. I mean, we name all of our people too, goddammit.
I know. I'm a hypocrite.
I mean, Dusty is ODB. I mean, we don't even really call him Dusty. We call him Old Dusty Bastard.
We have Peephole Circus out there.
Peephole Circus. We never call him Matt.
Carver.
Those guys, you know, we always say Full Metal Podcast before we realize their names are Rich and Clint.
Yes.
Who? What happened to those guys? They just drop off? I think they got pissed. I think they're like, ooh, that's the last time they talk about my baby.
Oh,
and it's like, Rich,
kid.
It's my baby. Clint's like, no, it's mine. And then a fight ensues, and neither one of them made it back to the computer to even listen to our show. So that's probably what happened. If you're still out there, let us know. But
yes.
So let's go ahead. You want to do it? Let's do an email.
All right.
Let's do one of Dusty's first.
Let's do his first. Wait. Let's do this chronologically.
We are. This is his first.
No. I was going to say, let's do it chronologically of how we received them.
Lucas, listen.
Not just
all right, you're already going to go gay enough with this paragraph for paragraph shit or sentence by sentence. So let me just tell you, we are not going chronological by the time they were sent, the seconds, how many pube hairs were included in the attachment. Fair enough. I don't give two goddamn shits.
All
right? But, to tell you, this is chronologically correct right now. So, here we go. From Dusty. MySpace.com/... Germany Dusty. I didn't know that was his MySpace. Okay. I won't take too much time about sports, but I have to respond, damn it. I am in for the bet. So that's good, right? That means he's in for the bet. Okay, cool. I have very little to worry about, I think. Yes, we think so too. And go Indians, which almost had it, but Boston just said.
But, hey, it's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet.
They're up 3-2.
Yes, but they were up 3-1 until they
left. But still, they have two more games to win. Boston has to win those two games. They can win either one.
Yes, even though they are. That would actually be. I'd actually be more afraid to be the Cleveland Indians because it'd be like, yeah, last time Boston had to do this was against the Yankees, and they did it and went on to win the World Series.
Yankees were 3-0.
They were 3-1. Well,
a little different,
maybe.
That, yeah,
by a game. All right, so, that's all he has to say about that. Hey, how about Ohio State,
number one.
We said it was going to get all shifted up in there, and look, he says something, and boom, they're at number one.
A short story about ghosts, if I may. When I was a kid, the house we lived in was haunted, I guess. I never saw her, but my mother told me many stories about a woman in a tattered white dress that looked burned being on our stairs.
She said that she saw her only at the end of October also, but we lived in this house for over 10 years, and she was there every year 4 or 5 times a year. Holy shit.
Oh, every year 4 or 5, okay. We did some research and found out that the woman was killed in the house about 15 years before we lived there. She was soundless, but would look around and move around the furniture. I thought about her after listening to your haunted episode.
I'm not a huge horror guy, but I'm loving the latest episodes. You know what a great scary Halloween decoration would be? A life-size version of Linda's dripping green snatch hanging over Lucas's head while you are recording.
Next week, I'm going to Frankenstein's castle.
Sweet.
The real castle that inspired that bitch to write that.
Yeah, fuck Mary Frankenstein Shelley.
Books. They have a huge Halloween thing there every weekend in October and into November. Want some pics?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Did it.
You can find it on the net.
Oh, well, shit.
Okay. Oh, well, that answers that question. Thank you. Okay, enough. Sorry to waste your time if you use this, but you guys actually got me thinking about the past. Thanks.
ODB?
Hey, when have we not used something ODB sends us?
Exactly.
We use everything you send us. So thank you, ODB.
Thank you very much, sir. And we've both had the experience with moving furniture.
Yeah, moving furniture. But
actually the scariest thing.
But you know what? The good thing was that he took it a step further and researched it to where we never really ever were able to find anything about the poorhouse.
Exactly. But I did find out, I researched when I lived in Richmond in my apartment.
Oh, yeah, the place you lived. Yeah, you researched that. So, yeah. But Frankenstein's Castle, that's pretty badass.
Hell yeah, dude. Tell us what you think. Oh. Let us know about your trip.
Yes, definitely let us know about your trip. All right, so Dusty's email comes next again.
Yes.
So do you want to go ahead and do that one?
Sure.
Okay. Guys, check out this link. It's a free download for music called Nerdcore that I got turned on to from the Awful Show podcast.
Anyway, the reason that I'm sending this to you is that new Halloween music. That it is new Halloween music. It is different, and you may not like it, but I figured you should at least have a listen and make a decision yourself. Here's the link, and I'm going to read it. HTTP.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say it didn't work?
I'm just saying it didn't work for me, but I'm going to read it anyway, because I know Dusty's not going to send us a virus for anybody. But it didn't work for me, Dusty, and I tried putting a www dot in front of it. Still didn't work. It is HTTP colon forward slash INADEQUIZZY dot net.
Inadequacy?
Yes. Inadequacy.
Yeah, exactly.
Dot net forward slash hosting forward slash RT forward slash Halloween 2 forward slash.
It is a wrap, but not like you are used to, believe me. Just a bunch of young guys doing what they want and putting it out there. Damn, I sound like a fucking manager for them now. Anyway, just trying to do my part for the show. Do with it what you want. I like Zombie Killer. That song kicks ass.
By the way, Lucas, fuck the Bengals. I'm a Cleveland and Ohio State. I'm all Cleveland and Ohio State. Just letting you know.
Horrid Halloween top, you drunk fucks.
ODB. Germany is trying to listen.
Why is he trying? He's not. He used because to
of,
listen.
Because of my slowness of getting the episodes out there.
Yes. Understandable. Mm-hmm. Understandably so, Dusty.
Yes.
See, I don't have to worry about that because I can't download them anyways. I just listen to the raw copies off our computer.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. But speaking of...
I hope you're enjoying this, Octopus.
I know, because Octopus wants to like fuck with the sound and it throws him off and he thinks his computer's going off. Speaking of crazy songs, though...
Let's save this until we're going to play it at the end of this. Let's save this until the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save that, because we are going to play that song.
But let's kill the rest of them, though, since the next one is going to be a full Halloween
episode. Oh, you want to go ahead and do the...
Let's go ahead and do...
we have an email. Kevin's voicemail. All right, here we go.
Hey, Brian, Lucas, Kevin, Destruction... The underground short bus guy thing. Hey, I've been really enjoying Two Drunks on the Podcast lately. I think you guys are onto something. This whole Halloween thing. I think seems very familiar, but I think that you're doing better than breaking new ground. I think you're taking that foundation that you laid a year ago. And really improving on it this year. I'm liking the little off-the-cuff stories and everything you guys tell about. My one thing, and not to divert from this holy Halloween thing, you know, maybe you guys could turn this into a Halloween thing. What the fuck is it with this coming out day?
One second. Kevin could be like a motivational speech.
I agree.
It's like Kevin.
We're over here.
I'm telling you right now, when I'm having a bad day, I'm just gonna call Kevin at his work, and I'm like, "Can you guys get Kevin Cooper for me out of the bag?" I'm like, "Kevin,
I'm having a really bad day, dude.
Can you remind me that I'm an okay?" He's like, "Dude, you are really on to something with your work. You're dedicated. You know what you're doing. You just get in there and do it, man. Don't let them upset you." Like, thanks, Kevin. Okay. I'm telling you, I swear to God, man, Kevin really has that way about him. It's really cool.
Before you start, I do have to. He just went into the coming out day, and Mike threw a little ribbing out at us, saying on their podcast, saying that he's loved the Halloween episodes, but what he really enjoyed when we did our live feed on National Coming Out Day and came out to the world. And then he was like, everybody knows. Linda, they know we're kidding. Just like we know they're kidding.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
Yeah. And that's, they brought it up again, so.
Okay, let's keep going, because I didn't know what the fuck it was.
It's like October fucking 11th was National Coming Out Day. I'm just like your normal everyday person. Why is it that important to say, never mind. I'll stop on that. I digress. On a lighter subject, give me a couple of suggestions for horror flicks that the wife and I can enjoy. Maybe some topic of conversation. Anyway, love the show, guys. You're fantastic, and I'm proud to be an original king of vulgarity with you guys. So thank you, and goodbye.
I always love when Kevin calls. Kevin, yes, tear in the eye.
No. It gets the Rudy clap.
Looks like you're about to jizz in your pants. Quit doing that shit. Yeah. Don't go any further with that. We will. During this episode sometime, we'll give it a nice rundown. A to Z, the classics. Or not really the classics.
Yeah, just
you know the classics.
Hey,
I think I've got it somewhere around here, too.
You just got it written down.
I've already got it somewhere.
For Kevin and his woman.
You're pissing them off. Do not piss the hell spawn off tonight, all right? They're not in the fucking mood, man. So, when we come back, because we're going to run away for the halfway point.
We're
going to run away.
Maybe this will see the light of day.
You're just going to hear chair skid, door shut, and it's just going to keep recording.
No, you're going to hear that speeding Gonzalez sound. That
you're going to be like, wow, they did an episode of 72 hours, eh? That's pretty fucking long. And it's just going to be like silence.
And
to Audacity finally cut us off.
How exactly did they get all that on their 2 gigs of space?
How did it post? Exactly. Who posted it?
Yeah.
Well, the computer did that all by itself.
Well, Robin's here. She could go and post it.
I don't think... Wait. Lucas, Brian, they're missing? I better post that episode. Before I call the cops and find out where they might be, I'm going to post the episode
right
first.
Now, this is one of my last will and testaments. One of, and I'll write them down later when I need to, but when I die, you have to post an episode just saying, Lucas died. Now everybody, Alex, Captain Morgan, Kinetic, all you out there, celebrate.
Lucas, let me ask you a question, man.
Yes, sir.
Dude, are you planning on, like, dying now or something?
Because
if you die in the future,
I'm just saying,
podcasting will probably be like...
We've done 100 episodes. Who knows how long...
Podcasting will be illegal by the time you're even close to dying. We'll be refugees underground.
Remember,
the earth will be destroyed. There'll be animals roaming the ground.
When was I supposed to die?
23. No, it was 23. So you haven't died yet. It's close.
Give me time.
I know.
Give me time.
Maybe it was... I don't even know. I don't even know where I was going to attempt to try to go with that, so I'm just
gonna. We're going on a cigarette break, and everybody.
Is it time? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So we're gonna come back and do our horror Hall of Fame.
Horror.
And we're gonna help Kevin.
Yes.
And others trick their wives into watching a horror movie so they can get them in bed and score while their wives are really scared and freaked out. I guess. Girlfriends, too, because wives, I mean, that's just to say everyone that's listening is married, which those are only the lucky drunks that listen to us are married.
That's true.
That's Dusty and Kevin, and, you know, the rest of them are, you know, much like us and Mike. Mike Awesome joins our group.
I have a question. I wonder if Dr. Puss is married.
Yeah, of course. No, I don't
know. I just don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know anything. Dr. Puss, if you're listening... Send us an email about...
Dr. Puss, if you have a pulse, just send us
an
email. We don't even know you're alive anymore, man.
No, I know he's alive. He's posting some good shit.
Well, if I don't... You know what?
Want me to just... While you're making me legally burned, illegal burned CD, DVDs...
Make me shows?
Yeah.
I have nothing to listen to them on, so fuck it. By Christmas, I'll be taken care of.
Awesome.
By Christmas, I will have it all taken care of. And by January...
Hey,
we'll have
I know
high
what
speed
I could
internet.
Do. Hey, do you want my iPod?
No.
No, I'm saying, it worked. Yeah. It works.
Then why don't you use your iPod?
It works on a lot of different things. If you can get it, like, clear it out, if you can figure some way to clear it out and put new shit on there, go ahead. You can have it. Because right now with what I have, it only works on some things. Like, if you're flicking through, if you click on the wrong song or podcast,
it fucks up.
It just freezes.
Well, we'll try to. We'll see what we can do with it. We'll look at it. We'll take a look.
Get it. Take it. Feel it.
So, we're going to go do that cigarette break thing that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And then we'll be right back. Are we leaving them with anything?
Let's,
no.
Hey, let's no. leave them with that song that I had, Halloween is Coming.
Don't you want to save that?
Okay.
Save the,
yeah,
save
we'll,
the goodness.
We'll use it for the end of next.
Save episode. The goodness. Yeah, let's just go. We'll leave them with some. We'll leave them with some of this.
Okay.
That's goofy enough, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, we'll be right back. Jeepers, creepers, why don't you get those creepers? Jeepers, creepers, why don't you get inside? Jeepers, creepers, why don't you get those creepers? Jeepers, creepers, why don't you get inside? Gosh, okay. And we're back. We are.
Come on, tickle that break.
Our 100th cigarette.
No,
our 257th cigarette break.
Yeah. You also have to keep in mind those times.
Of course, it is our 25,375th cigarette on the show, most likely.
Naturally.
So, Camel.
Naturally.
Send your free shit to Two Drunks, because we buy more Camels than exactly. You know, would feel like. Turkey, okay? We buy them.
We can fill a turkey with Camels.
No, like, you're the fucking moron.
Smoke that fucker.
Smoke the fucking turkey.
Smoke turkey.
Yeah, I was talking about the country, but if you want to smoke turkey out, that's fine. We can go blow them up. I don't give a shit.
No, you just put them over fire. Smoke turkey.
Yes.
Like smoke chicken.
Turkeyans? Smoke turkeyans? Yeah. Turkanese.
Oh!
Yeah.
You mean a Turkish nation?
Yes. No, not a Turkish nation. Like there's Turkey A and Turkey B. Okay, there's just Turkey.
West Turkey.
West Turkey.
North Turkey.
WT, bitches. Turkey. West Turkey. What you want, my Allah?
What the turkey cross the road?
To get run from
North Turkey to South Turkey.
To get away from the car bomb? I don't fucking know. That's the only reason people in Turkey cross the road. To get the fuck away from all the explosions. So, you want to hear some really fucked up shit. Here's some good horror news. News of the weird. Mexico City. So, I don't know if our buddies over at 10DM have discussed this. But in Mexico City, there is a writer. I think his last name was Calva or something like that.
Okay.
And he's a really weird guy, supposedly. He sells his novels on the street.
Right.
He was really into witchcraft, the black magic, all that shit. Well, his ex-girlfriend's mother reported her missing. She'd been missing for 2 weeks. Well, they bust up into this guy's house, and there's, like, you know, fried meat on the stove. There's some more meat in the refrigerator, and, like, her body's missing.
Ground her up.
No, missing the leg and an arm. And he said that he fried the meat up, but he did not take place in any cannibalism. Now, hold on. Here's the rest of the story, knowing that he said,
okay.
I fried her up, but I wasn't doing anything, you know, cannibal-like. He says he fried him up to make it easier to feed to the dogs, because he's trying to dispose of the body. They got in a fight, supposedly, and he killed her.
Right.
Cut up the body parts to help get rid of the body. But no cannibalism, right? He just fried the meat up for the dogs. Well, just so happens there's an unfinished copy of one of his latest novels there, and it's called Cannibal Instincts. several copies of Hannibal Lecter-style movies all over this guy's house. But no, he was not partaking in eating of this
That's
flesh.
Ridiculous.
Is that shit not fucking sick?
Yeah.
Sicko. But, you know, I've already got it on Amazon. I'm pre-ordered it. I'm ready.
Sweet.
Cannibal Instinct. Straight off the streets of Mexico City. I can't wait. Can't fucking wait.
But is it in Mexican? Or Spanish, if you will?
It's probably in blood and flesh. It's probably not,
it's
not
like
real
the
ink. It's the Necronomicon. The Mexamomicon. You know, the Necronomicon is all came from like H.P. Lovecraft, like a story of his. The whole black Arab thing is all his made up.
Yeah, bullshit. I have the movie, The Necronomicon.
H.P. Lovecraft's The Necronomicon.
It's pretty good, actually. It's interesting.
I think I was trying to think of which one I really like of his.
Oh, I don't know.
Beyond the Wall of Sleep was a really shitty adaptation to movie. And so was Dreams in the Witch House, the Masters of Horror adaptation of one of his stories.
Yeah.
But then he had, what was it, The Mountains of Madness, which made me think of In the Mouth of Madness.
Right.
Because, you know, H.P. Lovecraft's, all his work was in the Mouth of Madness.
Yeah.
More people believe in my work than they believe in the Bible. That dude freaks me out, man. That dude is creepy. What's his name? Sutter Kane.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me if In the Mouth of Madness wasn't a straight shot at Stephen King, a horror writer who's convinced that his writing is reality. Sutter Kane. Stephen King. And the dude was a fruitcake.
Yeah.
He's... Not enough people believed in it to make it real. He's such a fucking freak, man. Every time I watch that movie, he freaks me the fuck out. Woof. Like the guy in Poltergeist 2, Kane.
Right.
When he's singing that Jesus song or whatever, he's coming up on the porch. Yeah. That dude was fucking freaky. That guy freaked me out bad. So, here's our Horror Hall of Fame. So we didn't actually induct anyone last year.
Right.
But we did our five episodes... were solely based off five characters.
Yeah.
Leatherface, Pinhead, Freddy, Jason, and Michael Myers.
Yeah.
So basically, there's our five inductions.
There's
from
our
last year.
Inductees.
Now see, we're going off the principle that...
Kind of like, think about Major League Baseball, the musical, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
the...
there's eligibility requirements.
Right.
And everyone that you're like, well, what about Frankenstein and Dracula and Norman Bates as Psycho? You know, we're just pretending all these have already been inducted.
Right.
These are for like the 70s and 80s. Because our cutoff is the 90s.
Yeah.
So The Creeper and Jigsaw, you're not going to hear that shit this time around.
The Jigsaw's never making it in.
No, no. You're not going to hear any of those guys. Everyone before 90, and unfortunately, one of the 90s I wish we could induct this year, but maybe next year, was Candyman. Even though it wasn't that good, but Candyman, Tony
Todd,
was fucking
Candyman.
Scary.
Candyman
scary shit.
Fucking kicked that.
Was, but 90s, so he's cut from it. So our eligibility requirements are to at least have one sequel. That's all you need.
Right.
One sequel, and your first movie has to be out before 90.
Right.
That's it.
And one, I'm just going to steal from you. You put it on your banner. Chucky.
Chucky, no, those, the ones that were on my banner were the ones that were closest, were nominated and closest to induction, unless we think of someone else, but those were the closest
I
to
mean,
inductions.
Definitely, Chucky.
Chucky should have been inducted last year, but we couldn't do a whole episode on Chucky, because...
I mean, we could, but...
The
I
series...
I can just sit here and just go, Chucky, you stay there, I'm gonna go tinkle.
Well, see, that's the thing. There's three... No, there's two different sides of the Chucky... series.
Right.
There's
the series,
1 through 3.
And the retarded.
Yeah. Set. Bride of Chucky, Seed of Chucky, were the... Well,
yeah.
It's just two, right? So far. Who knows? Bride of Chucky, Seed of Chucky, an entirely different style of Chucky movie.
Than the first three.
1 through 3 was
they
a
was
lot more...
Awesome.
Yeah, they were good.
And it was a lot
Well,
darker.
I liked Bride of Chucky.
Was the darkest.
Yes.
Naturally.
Yeah, it was, because it was like a... It was all murder mystery style, you
well,
know?
Well, yeah, because it had to explain why... What's his name? Charles... Was it Charles T. Hobb? Not
no.
Hobb.
Charles Lee Ray.
That's right.
Charles Lee Ray. Was in his soul...
Because he believed in, like, voodoo and magic spells and
shit. So do you think Calva's out there in some kind of doll somewhere?
Could be.
Maybe Calva's spirit's in an Easy Bake Oven somewhere. And some little kid gets close to it with their cookies, and he just sucks their flesh in. He's like, flash! The pink starts lighting up and gets glowing. The fucking light bulb turns red on the inside of the Easy Bake Oven.
It's very possible.
Yes, we're going to start raiding stores until we find Calva. I'm going to just plug the Easy Bake Oven in and be like, Calva? All right, throw this one away. Give me another one. We're going to find that son of a bitch.
Hell yeah.
We're going to find him. But no, Chucky, I agree. Inducted.
Definitely.
Chucky, you are the first... to be inducted into the Two Drunks Horror Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
I still think the... I don't know. I still think the scariest part...
I must say it did kind of confuse me. Why Charles Lee Ray's soul, even though he didn't, sounded a lot like Jack Nicholson.
Because it was...
But he did.
Yeah, but what's his name? You know who it was. Brad Dourif.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, because Steven Dorff is the one from...
Blade.
Brad Dorff, or whatever his name is, from...
the Stephen King's Graveyard Shift.
Okay.
He's done all kinds of shit, but... And Halloween, he was the fucked up sheriff. Yeah. Sheriff, whatever his name is. I can't think of his name now. It's really pathetic, but oh well.
That's really pathetic. You can't figure out the name of the cop on Halloween.
I know. What a loser. Bitch. What a bitch-ass thing for me to do.
The cop's name in Freddy?
Shit.
I'm giving you kind of a trick question because there's a very easy answer.
It's, John.
You're thinking too much. What is he most referred to as?
I don't know.
Daddy.
Oh, Daddy. No shit. But is his name John?
I think it is.
Because in Wes Craven's New Nightmare, she's like, something Nancy. Why you call me Nancy, John? Or whatever.
Why you call me?
Yeah, why you call me John? Yeah, that's right. Cause
yeah.
Fucking crazy ass movie.
No, or is it, why are you calling me John Heather?
No, because he says
okay,
Nancy.
Okay, it wasn't. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Damn. I just drew a complete blank on
Well, the other one, you could think of the name Samantha.
Samantha?
Is her name Sam?
Who the fuck is Sam? What movie are we talking about?
Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, no. She is definitely inducted. Angela.
That's what I'm saying. That was another one on your banner.
Angela.
Sam. I'm thinking...
Sam.
No. Think about it. What one thing contains a Sam and an Angela that you can just think of right off the top of your head?
I don't know.
Or should I say Sam and Angela?
I don't know.
Who's the boss?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sam! Angela!
That's true. But no, Angela? Yeah. That's definitely second induction in. Angel from the Sleepaway Camp series. Now, Sleepaway Camp 2 and 3 is an entirely different girl in an entirely different way from the first one.
But you have not seen that girl doing that.
If there's,
there would not be.
There's people out there that I know have not seen this, so we are not going to give away the plot of it. But I'm going to tell you right now, you need to go get Sleepaway Camp. Don't read anything about it.
No.
Don't go look it up because it'll spoil this fucking ending for you. It is one of the most shocking endings in a horror movie you will ever fucking see.
And one of the weirdest faces you will ever see.
It's terrifying. It's a terrifying face.
Yes.
I actually think the face is on our banner.
It is.
But it's terrifying. The end of that movie is terrifying. Sleepaway Camp 2 and 3 were kind of ridiculous. But, so, 4 was never completed. But if you get the box set, you can get the production stills and everything from 4.
And aren't they remaking it?
5. They're making 5. Yeah. Return to Sleepaway Camp.
But I thought they were remaking the second one.
No,
or
they're just making a new
the
one.
Real second
they're making it. Well, this will be the real
it's
second
It's not a
one.
Remake, but it's not really the fifth segment.
Yeah, it's like the real second one
is
what they're going to do.
That's what I thought, yeah.
It's going to have CKY, the band members of CKY, are going to be some of the camp counselors.
Oh, because
the original Angela. Yeah, because one of the guys from CKY is married to Felissa Rose.
Exactly.
And the boy's going to come back, which is the funniest part of Sleepaway Camp, is her cousin.
That
whatever
cousin
his name is.
Just cusses. Like,
you fucking cocksuckers, why don't you fucking come down here? I'll fucking kick your fucking asses. This is little kid, and he's so fucking funny.
Wait,
he's got the worst temper.
That happened to her brother.
No. That's her cousin. Ah, don't say another fucking word. You're gonna fuck it all up, Lucas.
I was gonna fuck it up with one word, which I'm not gonna say.
Yeah, don't. Leave it alone. So,
but I'll write it down for you just so you know what it was.
Yeah, there's the clap for Angela.
Clap, Angela.
So, there it is. Chucky and Angela. Definitely good ones, though. I definitely think, hold on, let's see, Lucas.
That was the word.
Yes, that would give it away. Completely give it away.
Yeah.
Here we go. One more time, Dr. Puss. Security check's coming through.
Uh-oh.
Just to make sure there's no ghosts and ghouls lurking around our computer waiting to terrorize us and destroy us.
But if you're smart enough to already read our blog, you'll know what spirit will be joining us later.
Uh-oh. That's right. But you know what? Some people will still be like, wow, that was shocking. I didn't know that was coming. Oh, well, who cares?
Fuck them.
Let me see here. Who else is there?
Yay!
I was trying to go off the... thank you. Good job, security check. I was trying to go off the banner, but God, it really...
Yeah, you keep thinking I'm going to take a shot, and then we're going to go. I'm going to have to go back to the banner. So take a shot and think about it.
One thing I was thinking was, even though, well,
feel like taking a shot.
Because you were saying about people thinking,
feel like taking a shot.
Wolfman, all of them.
All the classics would already be in
there. I was thinking about, well, Dracula, we can actually just induct because he had a movie out, but it was after 90.
Yes. I know another one that's on our freaking list that will definitely get inducted regardless of if we replace the other ones. The Tall Man from Phantasm series.
Yeah.
The Tall Man, Angus Scrimm, is terrifying as the Tall Man. And I mean, the story's so fucking weird, you know, because it's like this alien, you know, fucking mortician.
Right.
That takes these people's souls and sends them back to this planet of dwarfs and weird monster-y dwarf things. And it's the weirdest fucking story, and it sounds stupid as shit on paper. But when you watch the movie and the soundtrack and everything with it, I mean, it's a great fucking movie. Phantasm 2 is awesome, too. It's great. But you can't find it anywhere. It's not on DVD yet, unfortunately. And actually, next year, I think Phantasm 5 will be coming out.
Damn.
And along with our introductions into the Horror Hall of Fame, we're actually going to do a Hero of Horror.
Well, see, here's one thing. We're going to have wings.
Hero and heroine.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm saying. We're going to have little wing. Like, you've got Hall of Fame and baseball and basketball and football and rock and roll, and they're all just, you're in there! But we're not going to just leave it like that. Like, hey, you're going to be mixed in with everybody else. We're going to have our own little wings of specialty wings. Like you just said, the heroine and the hero wings. And I guess I'll let you name the first hero. It was outside.
Well, yeah, but you can name that one because I've got one right with this movie that we're talking about.
Okay.
Reggie Bannister plays Reggie through him. I think him and Mike actually both. All the Phantasms.
Okay.
All the way up to the newest one coming out. He has been in every Phantasm movie. Huh. So, you know, that's rare, you know, to see someone go all the way through. Because, like, in Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, Heather is, or Nancy.
Yeah.
Is there for the first one, and then sort of comes back for...
She comes back for four?
Three. She dies Dream Warriors.
Yeah, but I thought Dream Warriors was... No, it is three.
Dream Master was four.
Yeah.
After she's dead.
Yeah, and then she comes back for Craven...
Wes Craven's New Nightmare. But wasn't really her character, it was kind of like...
Well, it was her and her character.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Her acting as her character.
But see, you know, they come back, but so sparingly, you know, you don't ever see them just go straight... A hero make it through the whole series.
Who? Dr. Loomis.
Dr. Loomis is another hero.
Loomis has got to be in there.
Yes, you're right.
Not one I would save away and wait years. He deserves to be in there.
And for the heroine side of it, Jamie Lee Curtis as Laurie Strode from Halloween, obviously.
Yeah.
And the one we were talking about outside.
Ash.
Ash from the Evil Dead series.
Yes.
For a hero.
And who's going to live on here in about a year whenever the fuck this movie ends production or gets into production with the character. He goes into the village where everybody thinks... He's Ash.
My name is Bruce, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sweet. That'll be pretty sweet. So, yes, Tall Man, inducted. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck was the last thing we just said? I don't fucking remember.
We were talking about Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking some Ash.
I just took a shot and didn't play the sound effect, so... Everyone take a shot.
Feel like taking a shot.
Oh, wow. So, the fourth one, because it looks like we're just going to be debating over who wins our hero and heroine. Uh-huh. Looks like our horror ones are set. Other one, Pumpkinhead, because Pumpkinhead was a scary... You haven't seen the original Pumpkinhead with Lance Henriksen? Good fucking movie. You should check it out. It's pretty good. The rest of them aren't really that good, but Pumpkinhead, lack of people, you know, he makes it into the Hall of Fame. Hey, 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 Pumpkinhead, you're in, buddy.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess we could go ahead, but I can't remember what you said about Norman Bates. Is he automatically in?
He's automatically in. He's old school.
Okay.
So it only leaves one, and that's the other Angela. That's the other Angela from Night of the Demons. Scary fucking bitch. So you haven't seen Night of the Demons 2?
No, I haven't.
Which, it's got, God, I can't remember this girl's name, but she's played in another Tobe Hooper horror movie, and it's got Ben Stiller's wife, Christine Taylor.
Okay.
But,
Heroin! We talked about it outside, forgot to mention it here.
Ripley.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yes. Ripley. Ripley from the Alien series.
Exactly. No, and the Alien, if we want.
Yes. But the Alien changed. You know, there was never a set Alien. Just like Predator. Wasn't a set Predator. Multiple Predators.
Even though in the first one it was.
Yes.
The first one, but he died.
And you... But
no, wait.
Yes, he blew himself up.
But was that in the first one?
Yes.
I thought he didn't...
No, he sat down there laughing as Arnold Schwarzenegger's running. Yeah, yo, what ugly motherfucker. And then he takes off running or whatever.
For some reason, I always thought that that was the same Predator that
No,
because
you remember, you think he does at the beginning of Predator 2, you're like...
Well, I just thought...
You're like, oh, God, the Predator's back. He's back. And then at the end, you're like, what?
No.
They're giving gifts to Danny Glover? This is fucking gay.
But that's what I'm asking, because... That didn't happen in the first one. If that one died, they all didn't come down and go, whoa, shit, this one died.
Yeah, but they didn't come down. He ended up on their spaceship.
I know that.
This one was just, like, stranded in the Amazon hunting people.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I mean, and you know, even though back when they did Predator, this wouldn't have played in, but you could always tie the story in from AVP.
Yeah.
How they kept coming to Earth to use the temples to, you know, and maybe one just got left here.
And he's like
E.T. The Predator went running. He's like, man, the fucking spaceship's taking off, leaving him. He has to fucking, you see the little Predator and he's in someone's tool shed eating little Reese's Pieces, following the kid into the fucking house. Little Elliot's got the Predator sitting in the closet with his little sister, Drew Barrymore. He's like,
Predator, phone home.
He's like, Elliot. He's like, boop, 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 boop. He's like, no, Predator, don't self-destruct. You know, he pulls out his little fucking armband and...
He's like, don't fuck my sister. I know it's going to grow up to be...
You know, the part where Elliot got fucking drunk, you know, and E.T. was feeling it. Or no, E.T. got drunk and Elliot was feeling it at school. When fucking Elliot's out and he gets drunk, he comes home and fucking... Predator's all drunked out. There's fucking the three dots on the wall from the little triangle, and he's just blasting off trying to shoot the fucking mom and the sister. They're ducking all over the fucking house. That's enough stress for that woman. She died with Cujo. She doesn't need Predator.
But like,
E.T.
Ben, you know what? Then that's what we're also going to have to make.
What?
Another wing. We're making another wing, Brian.
Horror's
pet. We can only
adopt
one person this time.
What?
Because it will be to abroad. The, not single character, but either a race of whatever, like the aliens. It wasn't just one alien. It wasn't just one Predator.
So we'll have like the ultimate race.
Like we talked outside, it wasn't just one Jaws.
Okay, but so out of all of those, because we've been so serious with our horror Hall of Fame.
It'd be zombies.
No, I'm going to kill Predator and kill the aliens, kill the zombies. And my breed, my suggestion and my nomination for this year's horror Hall of Fame.
Other thing or wave.
Species, the species wing.
Yeah.
The first species inducted into the horror Hall of Fame. The Mogwai, the gremlins. I'm going to induct the fucking gremlins.
Was that? Because that's what I was going to ask. Was that before 90? Yeah, it was before 90.
The first Gremlins was.
That's what I'm saying.
I think.
But that's all matters.
I think.
I'm
pretty
sure.
I think
it was too, because you got to think.
Yeah, we were fucking kids when Gremlins was out.
Don't even think about how old we were. Corey. was only, had to be less than 10 years old.
He was younger than he was when he did the Goonies, man.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He had to, he was the one delivering the
trees. The choo-choo train. Yeah, he came in dressed like a fucking choo-choo train. He's like, oh, I'm Thomas fucking Magic Railroad. Yeah, you're right, a tree. Yeah. I don't know why the fuck I was thinking choo-choo train. What the fuck?
Man, whatever happened, that was a great idea.
What?
Why didn't somebody go out there and invest in having kids, if you wanted a tree, either be a real tree or not tree, but cut it up for a kid's can wear it like a costume and then come over to your place to set it up.
Because that fucking kid ain't going to be able to take it off. He's going to be covered in sap and shit.
No, remember, Corey did it.
Dude, that was a fake tree just to look cool for the movie. Tree. Yeah, right. But did you ever see that fucking thing hanging in their house?
Yes.
Because the tree, no, bullshit. I call bullshit because the tree that Stripe jumped out of to attack his mom is 40 fucking feet higher than that goddamn tree that little Corey Feldman wore in. No, let me fuck with your orange juice squeezer, your pelter piece of shit.
I forgot.
Hey, it's the pelter buddy.
Don't feed him chicken after midnight.
He's like, come here, son. Look at the bathroom, buddy. It'll shave your balls and brush your teeth at the same goddamn time.
Forgot about the bathroom.
Fucking Pelzer, the bathroom buddy. What the fuck, man? That thing was the biggest piece of shit.
Going to the invention of the horror hall.
The horror hall of fame invention wing.
I mean, I'm telling you, we're not gonna have the bathroom a buddy. It's gonna be like 15,000 size.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's like.
Think about when we hosted the Olympics. The amount of space we took up. That's what we're going to do with our Hall of Fame.
The Horror Hall of Fame isn't going to be like, you know, your...
It's not going to be a building. It's going to be in your heart.
Fuck, it's going to be the Autobahn. It's just going to stretch across the fucking highway. It's going to be miles.
Just be driving through the Hall of Fame every day.
And be like, shit, I got to drive 30 miles just to get the wing of, you know, pubic hairs in a fucking movie. Let me see. There's the Leprechaun's pubic hair.
Oh,
right
here we go.
Leprechaun, that was going to be another one that would have gotten in. Nope, 90.
I didn't think so. That's
but I would have thought it was, because look how young Jennifer Aniston was when she did it. But.
That's very true.
Nope. Leprechaun, looks like your chance maybe next year. Same with Candyman.
Oh, definitely. Look, I put Leprechaun in before, honestly. I like the character of Candyman and even the movies a hell of a lot better. But the Leprechaun has always been the Leprechaun.
Except when he did Back to the Hood and fucked it up.
That's what I'm saying.
That movie ruined it.
But he still has his early movies before he got into the hood.
Yes.
Before he messed with Mr. Snoop Dogg.
You mean when he was in space and he jumped into the dude's peter through his urine?
Yeah. But,
via urine stream?
Well...
And then the dude got a hard-on, and then he grew out of his pants. The chick was like, oh, my God, look at this dick at first. And then she's like, wait a minute. It's got a face. It's talking. It's wearing green. And it's got a bowl of fucking marshmallow cereal. What the fuck is going on here? This is ridiculous.
Delicious.
Jesus. Okay. So.
But he did use a pogo stick to impale someone.
Yes, which is kind of fucking weird.
Yeah.
So who's going to be the horror hero for this year? Got to narrow it to one. Who's it going to be? Because we're running out of time, partner.
Who do we have? It's Ash. And who?
Loomis.
You know what?
And Reggie Bannister.
I'm going to have to diss on Ash because Loomis had a
Loomis.
Career.
Dr. Loomis
is you are the hero. Hey, he has to be in there to keep an eye on Michael.
He's got to be keep an eye on all of them.
Yeah.
Shit, we just put 10 motherfuckers in a building.
And imagine if it was like that. Like, I mean, I'm talking about...
Like the way Futurama does their Hall of Fame, so they're still living or whatever.
Fuck Futurama. I'm going Pastorama. I'm getting
Pastures?
Somewhat racist here. Not really, but think about if we were doing our show. Just think about all sensibilities were the same, except there's still slavery and all this shit where you can own a person. If you made it in the Hall of Fame, there was no bust. You literally had to stand there. Rest of your life. They'd feed you during their breaks, you know. But you had to stand there.
Dude. Talk to the owner of the Yankees. He knows all about owning people for the rest of his life. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, he knows all about that shit.
If it was like that, but then we do our Hall of Fame and you have all these guys.
Who the fuck would... You'd have to sign a waiver before you could go in there.
No,
like, shit, Leatherface broke out and fucked someone up again.
No, if it happened, we'd actually have to every year...
Dang, grab a mop and clean that shit up.
Every year, instead of putting so many horror people in there, we put like two or three horror guys like Jason and Freddy.
And we need Rambo, RoboCop, exactly. and Superman. Get the fuck on that exactly. side. Watch these motherfuckers.
And we make at least three per...
Ray, Egon, get the fuck in there. Grab your proton packs and stand right over there.
Yeah, you know, I thought Slimer was scary. It's a horror movie. Yeah, get in Slimer, there, get in there. All
right, so our heroine, who's it going to be? Lori or Ripley? I guess that's what we narrowed it down to.
Ripley had to deal with a lot.
She did.
But Lori had to deal with a lot and a lot less training.
That's true.
And a lot less time period.
Yeah, that was like all in one night for that first two movies. That's what I'm saying. Back to back.
And with Ripley, she had already died. And then she comes back to find out she had a baby alien.
Yeah, that was fucking gay.
That was the gayest
Ripley,
movie ever.
You're out.
Sorry.
So, Loomis.
Loomis.
Lori.
And Lori.
This is like... Halloween's year. It's like the Sopranos when they take over the Emmys. Halloween.
The whole
you have just taken over the Horror Hall of Fame.
I ordered for the table.
Except Michael Myers, you were already in.
Exactly. So now, Michael Myers is in check.
He's in check.
He can't do a damn thing. We got Lori.
He goes to step out and he goes, God damn
it. You know
what
I'm going to do? I'm just going to put in my... Ooh. Look back. Look. Okay. But still, I'm going to put somebody else in there.
All
into right. the not worthy of being in the Hall of Fame, but just to close out the whole connection.
Okay.
And just make it ridiculous. Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes. So you're
He's
in the trash
can. Right now.
Fuck yeah.
He's the janitor in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Myers, shit his pants again. Busta, clean that
exactly.
shit up. Give me some more. Go get it. You can clean it up, motherfucker.
Come on, the weed act. Give me some more.
Give me some more. All right. So, real quickly, we're gonna shoot through a list of horror movies. And we're going to use our How to Survive a Horror Movie Guide
right.
to help Kevin and others to jump on this horror train. All right, we're going to do the... I'll just do one of each letter, and then we'll say two, three words on it.
Okay.
Alien, 1979, right?
I wouldn't suggest it.
This says perfection.
I don't like the series.
But Alien was a
but
badass
But I like the characters. Movie. I don't like the series.
All right, here. Here's another one. The Amityville Horror, same year.
Like it.
Bad things happen in house. Family buys house. Bad things happen to family.
Dude, amazing. And honestly, this is one. Fuck Psycho and its remake. This is one where I can honestly say, get the original or get the remake. They're both fucking awesome. And hell, I would actually even put for the remake just because at least you know the people.
Oh yeah.
you know the actors.
That's true. For B, The Burning, 81, it's like a camp slasher movie,
okay.
but one of the writers was Harvey Weinstein, which everyone knows fucking Weinstein now. So C, we got either Carrie, Pissed Off Chick,
Carrie.
Or Creepshow. Yeah, Carrie, we'll go
but
with Carrie.
Creepshow, you know what? I haven't seen it.
Nothing
but
says...
you know why I haven't seen it? Because, you know, when I go in my horror shopping...
The first Creepshow is pretty badass. I will say that. I will say the first Creepshow is badass. But, Carrie, nothing says loving like a bucket of pig's blood.
Okay?
That's the way to go. D. Ooh. So many. Dawn of the Dead, the original. Dead Alive.
Dawn of the Dead.
Mm-mm. Dead Alive, 20 times... Well, of course it's not better than Dawn of the Dead, but everyone needs to watch... Everyone needs to watch Dead Alive. Is a
I haven't seen it,
better
but I
movie.
Should see it. Yeah,
Peter Jackson's... One of his earlier movies. It has some of the grossest shit that you will see out of... I mean, just any movie.
Right.
It's fucking sick.
Right.
Definitely check that out. E! You either got Ash and Evil Dead, or you've got Crucifix fucking Linda Blair and The Exorcist.
You know what? Since we were catering this towards Kevin and Mike, I mean, for Kevin and his woman.
I should watch The Exorcist.
No, I would say for that, for them to watch it, because that's where you put it, Evil Dead. Or any one of the Evil Dead movies. Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2.
What's the difference?
Army
if you're watching
Dark.
Evil Dead, you're watching Evil Dead 2.
Or Army of Darkness.
Yes.
Because if you watch any of the first two, it's still a man trying to take a woman to a cabin to get laid, in turn having to kill everybody and fall off his hand.
Yeah. The Fog, the original, not this new one. Don't fuck with the new one.
I'm not a big fan of it, but it's great.
It's a good ghost story. Good ghost story. Of course, Halloween for H, or The Hills Have Eyes, Howling, J, Jaws, I, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, In the Mouth of Madness.
I'd go Invasion of Body
Snatchers. L, The Lost Boys.
Or The Leprechaun.
Or The Leprechaun.
No, but if it's Kevin and his woman.
The Lost Boys.
Dude, that is what I'm going to suggest. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, get The Lost Boys.
It out.
It's awesome.
M, Misery. Pretty fucked up.
See, that's not horror to me.
Dude,
it's a horrific event.
That's horror.
Yeah, it's horror.
It's horror. That bitch
because
is
you
scary.
Can't put it in suspense. You can put it in suspense, and you can't put it in drama. It's horror.
Yeah. In Night of the Living Dead, any version. Yeah. I prefer, even everyone's going to bitch me for saying not the black and white, I prefer the Tom Savini 90 version. Because Tony Todd is. Die, god damn you! Whatever he says, it's fucking great. The Omen. Watch some bastard little 666 demon kid. Because fuck the devil and fuck everything to do with the devil.
Oh, you know who's gonna come up? But it's gonna be like 5 years from now if we still know each other or we're alive by then.
What?
Mikey.
Oh, yes, Mikey.
What's his name? What's the movie? Is it Mikey?
No, it was Milo. There was a Mikey.
I'm not talking about Milo.
There was a Mikey.
But wait, he can't go in.
No, because he didn't have a sequel.
No sequel.
He had no sequel.
Yeah.
P, Pet Cemetery, Phantasm, Poltergeist, Psycho. You take your fucking pick.
Poltergeist.
R.
Or Psycho.
Return to the Living Dead.
Yes.
That's about it for R. S, I would go with 7 over Saw and Scream.
Yeah, because 7 is one of my top 10 best. Our favorite horror movies of all time.
Or Shining.
Shining.
Silent Night, Deadly Night's pretty good.
But I still have to say Shining Remake, even though everybody disagrees with me, and I do not blame anybody for disagreeing with me.
What?
But
the new Shining.
Even though it's fucking Jack Nicholson, I still think Stephen Weber did a better job.
Suspiria, that's a good one. That's kind of weird.
I never saw that.
It's really good. It's a Dario Argento film.
Okay.
Sleepaway Camp, and it even says in here, most insane ending ever.
Yes.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Or, even though it's not really horror, if you're into, like, aliens and Predator and stuff like that, The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah.
Fucking
but
freaky.
Still not over not as good. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And then, of course, they don't go any further with that.
Hold on, let's do it.
I can't think of any that are worth a shit under you.
Underworld.
Yeah, V, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
W, Waxworks.
Waxworks, the original. Fuck Paris Hilton.
Oh, that was House of Wax.
You're right.
X-Men. That's a scary movie.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Hey, Kelsey Grammer played a beast.
Yeah, that was terrifying. Why? That's all. Why? Why would you start your horror movie with the why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Z?
Yeah.
Why? Zodiac. I don't know.
There you go, Zodiac. It's Zodiac starring Mr. Break Back Mountain. Yeah.
And
the Gyllenhaal.
For numbers, because they have a number in here, 28 days later, 28 weeks later, either one, or by the time you listen to this, by the time Lucas posted, probably 28 months later, because that'll probably be out by then. So there you go. There's a couple for you to peruse through and get your wife in bed there.
Yeah.
And hopefully your wife isn't listening to this episode, because then
she'll
know
you're playing.
Well,
to get your wife, I would like to throw away one.
He would like to get your wife. That's what he's trying to say.
Well, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
But no Sleepaway Camp.
With his
wife? You two are not going to...
Whatever. Yes, they will, because they're both going to find Felissa Rose hot, and you know that Kevin is going to get.
No, Kevin will.
Kevin's going to be in the mood to have sex after watching the movie.
Yeah.
After he sees the ending, Kevin's going to go, it's like coming out day all over again.
No, you know what's going to happen? He's going to be like, shit, she already fell asleep.
He's like,
Mike, Mike.
He's like, he's going to tell his wife, he's like, can you get on your back and I'll get from
hey,
behind?
Hey, Mike, we're going to, no, he's going to say, Mike, can we do another version of the Bullshit Edition? Get the camera ready. I just watched Sleepaway. You haven't seen it? Well, wait till I tell you a lot about it.
For the next 2 months, his wife's going to be in the middle of sex with him and hear, like, Kevin, knock that shit off. I cannot fucking do you while you're doing
exactly.
That. Angela. So, that's it. We're not going to do our Thunderdome Dojo until next episode. Because
no, we are going to do it.
Oh, yes, we are.
We're going to do it right now because the person who's the champion is going to be played at the end of this episode.
Yes, and to go even further with Halloween, and this is actually very current because everyone that's even knows anything about, you know, top radio charts, you don't even have to listen to it. You'll hear it just listening to Hot 101.9 or any other syndicated. Yeah, syndicated radio. The number one single right now is Soulja Boy's Crank That. So this is a mocking version.
But we
of,
still have to listen. We have to read his email.
We have to read the email. So here's the email.
This is an email from our friend Carver.
Hey guys, so my friend in Closed Heart Surgery, hip hop group, we've played some of them, wanted to make a Halloween song, and I never got around to doing mine, so we made fun of Soulja Boy and created Crank That Halloween. I'll email it your way if you shoot me an email address to send it to, which Lucas did. Luckily,
Carver.
We got it back from Carver. Thank you, Carver.
Yeah.
This is funny as shit, and I'm sure everyone's going to get a real big
fuck
kick out of
yes.
This. So, and if you haven't...
We're not going to do a... But we've read the email. Carver, you'll be here next episode.
For the Thunderdome Dojo.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to play...
We're just going to go ahead and end it with Crank That Halloween.
Yes, we are.
Go ahead and play it now, and we'll see you guys in 90... seconds.
Is it 90 seconds? Yes.
No.
Halloween! We gon' come once, yeah, man. Got my man, y'all Carver gon' do this, man. OC style, man. Y'all know that dance? Y'all know that dance? Gon' do the Halloween, man.
Halloween!
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Halloween!
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Halloween!
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Halloween!
I know it's Halloween, man. Don't know what I be, man. I could be Robocop, I could be Superman. Give me that candy, man. Put that candy in my hand. Trick or treat, who we be? CHS and double C.
That's me, double C, double C is who I be. Halloween is Halloween. Dr. Seuss, Hammett Green. Door to door, rip the clean, ride along dirty. Next block, hurry. Everybody scurry.
Halloween!
Red hots, Mike and Ice, Crip Crip, on my bike, Crip Crip, on my bike, dry eyes, in my punch, candy balls, in my lungs, black lights,
oh!
Bitch dressed like,
oh!
Hoes riding bruises, duh, it's a trick, no good, baby girls ain't showing up, shout a soup, dragon puff, they be looking at my neck, I like to rub a mask, man, don't touch me.
Halloween!
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Halloween!
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 Halloween! All of Halloween, man. Wish that it was every day. Everybody dressing up, even little babies, man. Smash pumpkin, throw that egg. Smash pumpkin, throw that egg. Now scare me. That scare me.
You be scared, wish I heard the cries from urban suburb. Murder that in sleep, not murder Elm Street. Shell a chin, popcorn, show it in a gas pump. See you just in double C, say happy motherfucking
Halloween!
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
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 Halloween!